Well, hi, everybody. I want to welcome you to this call and congratulate you to be listening to something that I believe can change your whole life. We're going to be talking about some very powerful ideas, some skills that you can get and apply almost immediately. And I'm just really thrilled to have Eric Wafflum on the call with us. And one of the things I like about Eric, I guess two of the things I like about Eric is just his incredible attitude. I think that's a critical factor for being successful. But also just the idea that these are things that you can learn. And I really relate to that too, because if you saw me a few years ago, you would never imagine that I would be in anything to do with people or sales or building an empire. And I think Eric might share some of that similar idea that this is something that you can do and actually change yourself. But I'd like to turn the time over to Eric and just talk about how you can be really successful in your own NECAN business.
Fantastic. Well, Dave, I appreciate the wonderful introduction. Can you hear me okay? And I want to welcome all of you to tonight's call. And I want you to be open to the idea that the information that I'm going to share with you this evening could create a breakthrough for you, which could lead to a permanent change in the way that you approach your business. The topic that I speak about and have been speaking about now for over 12 years is sales. And I look at life through the lens of selling. And just a quick funny story to illustrate that point. My son, his name is Brandon, and he's 9 years old now. And when he was 7, I wanted to have a big birthday party for him. And the party was on Saturday, and it was a Wednesday. And I asked my wife, I said, how many kids are coming to the party on Saturday? And she said, I don't know, I think 3 or 4 have RSVP'd. And that number wasn't good enough for me. And so I asked her for the roster of the kids that he went to school with. And I started cold calling the roster in order to boost the attendance for my son's birthday party. So I look at life through the lens of selling. And it wasn't always that way. Early in my career, I was pursuing a dream, and that's what led me into sales. I went and had my first sales job in the pursuit of this dream. And one of the things that I learned is that, and many of you may come to this realization, you may have already realized it, or you may realize it on this call, that in order to make your business dream happen, you need a sales system. And I train people all over the world, and a lot of times when people get into business, like when you got started with your business in the first place, that might not have been the thought that you were thinking. And as you've been working your business and realizing, you know, I need a system to have new people to talk to. And I need a system of how to communicate with these new leads that I have coming in to get them into an appointment with me, whether it's a three-way call or an in-home meeting or a hotel meeting or whatever your system is. And then once you actually get in front of them, a system to move people to action. And so you've come to that conclusion. And the great news that I have to share with you tonight is that these are learned skills. I wasn't born with any of these skills, and over time I've mastered all of them. So we're going to have a really fantastic conversation tonight about ways that you can apply specific ideas to your business, in some cases immediately. You will learn tools tonight that you can immediately put into action on your very next presentation. You can put it into action in your business tomorrow. And I want you to be listening through a concept I call train the trainer. And what train the trainer means is that you're going to listen tonight with two hats on. One hat is you're going to listen for ideas that you can immediately implement in your business. The second hat is to take these ideas and teach them to your team. And the benefit of you teaching these powerful systems to your team, number one, you're paying it forward. You're duplicating yourself and others. And there's another benefit, though. And it's that when you teach somebody else, you get the distinctions at an even deeper level. So I have a challenge for you. And my challenge is that you take at least one idea that you learned tonight, implement it, and then teach it to at least one person in the next 7 days. And if you're willing to do that, I want you to make that commitment to yourself in writing right now. If you have something to take some notes on, if you're in front of your computer, write this down or type this. I commit to take at least one idea that I learned tonight and teach it to at least one person in the next 7 days. Although my company is all about teaching sales skills and sales systems, our tagline is where business dreams happen. It's about giving you the skills and tools in order to make your business dream happen. There's a famous movie out that some of you might have seen called The Secret. It's all about the law of attraction and thinking positively and so forth, and all of that is incredibly important. And at the end of the day, though, we need to have the skills. So that's what tonight's conversation is about. It's about teaching you the skills. And I want to share with you a little further about my background, and I want to do it in a humorous way. I have a joke to share with you, and it's the first job that I ever had right out of high school. I made over $100,000. Now, I didn't make over $100,000. That would have been a great story. I made over 100,000 hamburgers, and I actually worked at McDonald's for 3 years, and when I was working at McDonald's, I was attending community college, which you're supposed to go to for 2 years, and I went for 5. I never graduated. I'm still a couple of units shy of my AA degree. I didn't have any of the skills that I'm going to be talking to you about tonight. I was in my early 20s, just kind of wandering aimlessly through life, and then everything changed for me, and I experienced a turning point. And my turning point happened when I attended my very first seminar ever. I listened to a man named Dante Perano. Never heard of him before, and I went to that seminar wanting to create a change in my life. Little did I know that my life and ultimately my destiny would change from the association of meeting Dante Perano. I was so inspired by Dante's message that I went to work for him, and I became his apprentice, kind of like the show The Apprentice with Donald Trump. And Dante became my first mentor outside of my father. And in working for Dante, I was his assistant part-time. I had to do something else for him. I said, Dante, what do you want me to do? He said, sales. That's how I got my start in selling. I was pursuing a dream to work for a mentor, and he said, you need to do sales. I wasn't there to learn sales. At the end of my first year, I was the bottom producer. I missed quota 2 months in a row. My manager, Richard Hogan, brought me into his office, and he said, Eric, selling's not for everyone, and it's probably not for you. So you have one more month, and if you hit your quota, you can keep your job, and if not, we're going to let you go. So if any of you listening right now, if you've ever struggled in sales before, asking for the order, asking for the money, recruiting, the idea of selling, if you've ever struggled with any of that, I want you to know that I completely understand, because that's exactly where I was at my first job. I was about to get fired from this job, and I recognized in order to keep my dream alive, I need to learn how to sell, and I need to learn a powerful sales system. I started looking for answers, and I was introduced to my second business mentor. His name is Dr. Donald Moyne, and Dr. Moyne is a sales systems expert. He's a brilliant trainer, and I affectionately call him the Obi-Wan Kenobi of sales training. Dr. Moyne came into my life, and he began to mentor me, teach me systems, a systematic approach of generating leads, setting appointments, closing business, a system for my mindset around sales, and with his help, I hit my quota by one sale that month. And the next month, and I did 10,500 the month I was on quota probation. The quota was 10,000. The next month, I did 51,000 in 1 month. And what I learned from that experience, if you're taking notes, you can jot this down, is selling is a learned skill. Selling is a learned skill. All it is, it's a skill set. That's it. And I believe in order to make your business dream happen, it's a very, very, very important skill set. So tonight on this call, we're going to have a conversation about some really fantastic.
And for those that are listening, this is why I wanted you guys to listen, because this stuff is where it's all at. Probably all of us have been there, done that. There's very few people that were naturally born with these skills, and it's just so exciting to hear somebody that's done that, and that's particularly is focused on training others, and that's so much fun. maybe in the meantime, I just think about another thought that I really love about this idea of influence that we all have being involved in the NECAN business. I just get so excited about that. It was reminded to me one more time just Monday. We are down here on vacation, but I thought I need to do some NECAN meetings to make that count, and I just happened to be going through Pocatello, and there's a lady that's been involved in NECAN for a couple of years. She's had miracles happen with the product, and because of that, she's talking to other people about it and just really wants to make this happen. And the thing that just makes me think about this, if I made the call, I could make something happen. If I didn't make the call, I wouldn't. And because I called and made an appointment to do a lunch in her backyard, she in turn invited a bunch of people to come over. And we had a whole bunch of people, and we talked about NECAN, and several of them got really excited. As an example, there's one lady that came who, her and her husband just retired from a dental practice. He was a dentist, and she was a dental assistant. And they're pretty sharp people. They used to be in Shackley. Right now, he's the regional director of Rotary International. Most of Idaho is in their district. They got really excited about NECAN just at that lunch. Got her name and a number. Several other people came because we had that meeting, and Sherry and other people invited them. And I just think about the difference that you can make by having a meeting, and of course calling people and having them come and talking about this. This is just fun to think about, and the call that we have, and hopefully Eric will be back to just give some specific ideas. I love having people outside of our particular game to come and share. It reassures me that the success principles are universal, but also just get a little bit of cross-pollination, so to speak. But glad you're back, and boy, you've got a wonderful story, so I want to hear more of it.
All right, fantastic. So I ended up learning these skills from Dr. Moyne, and I want all of you to get something really, really powerful here, is that before I learned these skills from Dr. Moyne, I was about to get fired. And once I learned them, it created a permanent change in the way I approached my presentations. And so it's a learnable skill. Once you have it down, you'll have it for the lifetime of your business, which is a really, really exciting thought. I then went and worked for Anthony Robbins, who I'm sure a lot of you have heard of before, and a lot of Tony's success has to do with systems, and that further trained me on systems. And then 12 years ago, I branched off and decided to start Eric Lofholm International. We're a global sales training organization, and what we're committed to is teaching the finest sales systems that exist on the planet. And when I do calls like this, I actively look for people that have a dream, that are coachable, that want to learn these systems. So I have two outcomes for the call tonight. My first outcome is to give you some of my best golden nuggets, and that's exactly what we're going to do. And my second outcome is to extend an invitation for you and I to enter into a mentoring relationship. And so I'll give you all the details on that at the very end of the call. I will let you know in advance, it's only $25 a month. So if you'd like to learn all of my systems, have me transferred from me over to you, at the very end of the call, I have a very, very special invitation for you. When it comes to elevating your results, I found there's three ways you can do it. And if you're taking notes, you can jot these three ways down. The inner game, the outer game, and action. The inner game, it's the mental side of your business, your mindset. You know, when Dave introduced me, he was talking about, he really connected with my attitude. You know, that has to do with the mental side of your business. It's your belief system. It's your mindset about recruiting, closing, generating leads, delivering effective presentations. So the idea is if you strengthen your inner game, you'll increase your results. So that's one way to do it. Second way is the outer game, and that's your how-tos. It's your systems. It's when you contact somebody, what do you say to them? What do you ask them to take as a next step when somebody joins your business? you know, what do you do next? It's the how-to parts of your business. So if you improve your how-tos, you're going to see an increase. And then the third thing is action. And that's getting in front of enough people on a monthly basis. And so in my business, I have action goals. One of my goals is to do a call or a webinar or front-of-the-room speech, just like the one that I'm on with all of you right now. I look to do one a day. So every day I'm looking to do one presentation. I have action goals in my business. So if you increase your action, you'll see an increase in your results. If you improve in all three, it's incredible the increases that you can see. There's three key systems to grow any business: lead generation, appointment setting, and lead conversion. So lead generation is simply having people to contact to introduce your business to. And you want to have systems to generate leads online and offline. The number one system that I've seen in your industry is contacting friends and family, which is a great lead generation system. It also creates a problem because you only have so many friends and family. So you need additional lead generation systems in addition to friends and family. And then appointment setting systems. This is simply, how do you systematically approach these leads? What do you say to them to get them to take the next step? And then when you get in front of them to deliver the presentation about your products or your business opportunity, what do you say to lead and guide your prospects to action? Now, I want to start off tonight with a mindset idea. And it's a conversation around embracing sales. And most people that I meet for the first time have a resistance to selling. Millions and millions of people have a resistance to selling. And just think of, what do you think of when you think of a salesperson? And common thoughts that come to mind for people are arm twisting, high pressure, manipulation, used car sales, etc. And in our culture, there's a stigma to sales. And so now, with that mindset, you go out to meet with somebody and introduce your business to them, and you're asking them to buy from you, and you're using sales skills. If you have a resistance to selling, the first thing that I would say is it's not your fault. That our culture trains us to think that way. What I'll also say, though, is if you think about, if you made a list of the five business skills that are the most important business skills in terms of you making money in your life, the ability to sell, sales skills, is probably one of the five skills that's most important in terms of helping you generate income. And our culture has trained you to have a resistance to one of the five most important financial skills of your life. And when you look at it like that, it's kind of ridiculous. All selling is simply a skill set. So I want to walk you through an exercise right now to help you embrace selling. And one of the things I learned is a way to change the way that you think about something. How do we shift our mindset, reprogram the subconscious mind for success? And in the book Think and Grow Rich, some of you have that book. And if you have the book, go pull it off your bookshelf and look at it before you go to bed tonight or tomorrow. And look up the section on auto-suggestion. Auto-suggestion. Napoleon Hill talks about reprogram the subconscious mind by telling yourself something over and over and over again. You literally bombard the subconscious mind with a message. And an example of this is, how do you spell relief? Rolaids spells relief, R-O-L-A-I-D-S. And how did Rolaids get that thought into our subconscious? They did it through auto-suggestion. They bombarded our subconscious mind over and over and over again. So I want to give you an affirmation that has helped many of my clients all over the world in all different types of industries create a breakthrough around embracing sales. They were a client that when I worked with them initially, they had a resistance to selling. And they did exactly what I'm about to tell you to do, and they experienced a breakthrough. And in many cases, it created a permanent change. Now, remember, train the trainer. That means take what you learned tonight, apply it, and teach it. There's probably going to be a time in the future when you're going to have somebody on your team and they're going to say, I'm really uncomfortable selling. And you're going to say, you know, I was on this conference call one time, and I was listening to this guy, his name's Eric Hoffholm, and whether you've heard of him or not, he shared this really powerful idea with me. And I did it, and it helped me overcome resistance to sales. And you're going to actually teach them the idea that I'm about to teach you right now. So here's the affirmation. You can jot it down in your notes. It's 1, 2, 3. It's 4 sentences, and I'm going to say it 3 times to make sure you can get it down. It goes like this. Write it down right now. Selling equals service. Sell from honesty, integrity, and compassion. Selling is about leading. And then one more sentence. Selling is about moving people to action. So it goes like this. Selling equals service. Sell from honesty, integrity, and compassion. Selling is about leading. Selling is about moving people to action. I'm going to say it one more time. Selling equals service. Sell from honesty, integrity, and compassion. Selling is about leading. Selling is about moving people to action. So my encouragement for you is to say that affirmation to yourself 10 times a day, out loud or to yourself, for the next 30 days. And if you're willing to do that, I want you to write that down right now in your notes. I will say Eric's sales affirmation 10 times a day for the next 30 days. And I believe this, that you'll have a shift in the way that you think about sales by speaking that out loud 10 times a day for the next 30 days. Jot this phrase in your notes. There's a vocabulary to success. There is a vocabulary to success. Change begins in language. So instead of saying, I'm not good at sales, I'm not good at closing, I'm not good at recruiting, I don't like making phone calls, say things like the affirmation I just gave you. As it relates to making phone calls, instead of saying, I don't like making phone calls is the fastest, easiest way for me to grow my business. Instead of saying I'm not good at recruiting, say each day I'm getting better and better in the area of recruiting. So I want to share with you a quick story about a client of mine. His name is Scott Southall. And Scott, when he met me, had a huge, huge resistance to selling. He happens to be a videographer and a photographer, and he has his own studio. So he never saw himself as a salesperson. And I was teaching Scott to embrace sales and embrace the idea of having a powerful, effective sales system. And Scott just kept resisting it. And we worked together for a while, and I wasn't getting anywhere. And he called me 2 Novembers ago, and he said, Eric, I need an emergency coaching session. I said, okay, Scott, what's up? What's going on? Why all of a sudden you need this emergency coaching session? He said, I'm about to lose my studio. And I said, why? He said, well, the economy shifted, and I have to learn how to sell because the way I was doing business is not working at the level that it was before, working at that level now. And so we did this emergency coaching session. Now, I want you to listen to how I coach Scott and imagine I'm coaching you one-on-one right now. And what would be your answer to this question? I said to Scott, when you get to the end of your presentation, what do you say to lead and guide your prospect to action? At the end of your presentation, I said, Scott, what do you say to lead and guide your prospect to take action? Now, I texted my assistant when I hopped off the line to help me get back on the line. He just texted me, and he's trying to call Dave. So let me just send him 2-word text, and I'm going to tell you what I told Scott to help him create a breakthrough. So hang on 1 second. Okay, what I said to Scott, I said, Scott, get a piece of paper. I said, well, let me tell you exactly what to say. First you say this, then you say that. And I told him what to say. And then I said, now let's role play. Now, I want you to listen to this carefully. Those of you that are training your downline, you're training your team, one of the techniques that is so important that is often overlooked is role play. So if you say to somebody on your team, you're training them, and you say, now, here's what you say to a prospect when you're making an initial phone call. And then after you tell them what to say, if you say, do you got it? And they go, yeah, I got it. They don't got it. Okay, so do role play. So you say, here's what you say. Then you say to them, okay, now it's your turn. Now role play with me. So Scott's role playing with me now, and he starts going through the close. And midway through the close, he stops when he's not supposed to stop. And he looks at me, and he just doesn't say anything. And I said, Scott, what's the matter? And he said, Eric, I can't read my own writing. I said, okay, here's what I was telling you there. We got that all cleaned up. We role-played it again. So we role-played it twice. And I said, now, Scott, I want you to go through this close 10 times with your wife before you meet with your first prospect. Can you do that? Okay, now, when you're coaching your team, ask them to make a commitment to you. I asked him for commitment that he would go through the close 10 times with his wife before he met with a prospect. He said he would do it. When I checked in with him the next time, I asked him, I said, did you do what I told you to do? He said, yeah, I did, Eric. I said, great. What happened? He said, well, I went through the close 10 times with my wife, and then to make sure I had it down, I did it 200 times on my own. I said, great. What happened? He said, well, the first time I met with a prospect, I was so nervous that I goofed it all up, and they still bought from me because I was more clear than I had ever been. Now, I want you to hear something very important. Sometimes people say to me, Eric, I have fear of making calls. And here's what I think it is in most cases. It's not, Eric, I have fear of making calls. It's, Eric, I have fear of getting on the phone with somebody when I'm not sure what to say. I think what creates a lot of stress and anxiety for people in sales situations is when they're delivering a presentation and they're not sure what to say. As I'm with all of you right now, I have zero anxiety. I have zero anxiety right now because I know exactly what I'm going to say, when I'm going to say it, how I'm going to say it, why I'm going to say it. I am so prepared that I'm enjoying being with all of you right now. Selling can be fun, easy, and effortless when you know exactly what to do. Now, here it is 18 months later after I mentored Scott. And he still has the studio. He didn't lose the studio. If he was on the call right now, he would say, yep, I'm comfortable selling now. It created a permanent change in somebody who had huge resistance to selling. Now, I want to share a quick story with you about a time when I absolutely had to create revenue. Have you ever been in a place like that where financially your back was against the wall and you had to make it happen? Well, this was one of those times. It was back in 2003. I was having my best financial year ever. I was on my way to my first million-dollar year. I had a team of 20 people, and I lost 19 of the 20 in 30 days. I either let them go or they quit. I was down to one person, and I had a big office for 20 people, and I had a fancy phone system and all the expenses that went along with having a big staff of people, and I needed their sales in order to cover all the overhead. And now they were all gone. I had to shut my office down. And I looked at my bank account, and I was upside down $150,000. And I'd never been in that kind of a financial situation before. And I remember talking to my wife and giving her the horrible news. Honey, I had to close the office down, and we still have 2.5 years left on the lease that I personally guaranteed. So we're on the hook for that. We're upside down $150,000. I've lost the sales team. And my wife was like, okay, your dream's done. You need to go get a real job. That's what she told me. And you know what? She had every right to be furious with me because I had led us off of a financial cliff. And I would wake up each day, and I was so down about my circumstances that I would just want to pull the covers back up over my head and wish it would all go away. My credit score was tanking. I had creditors calling me every single day, and I didn't know what to do. And what I realized from that experience of being in the space of fear, panic, and worry is that fear, panic, and worry do not manifest money. Now, we just had an unbelievable thing with the stock market these last couple days. And I know some of you may be following the stock market. You might be investors in the stock market. And it may be, and today, of course, we had a pretty strong rebound. But when things like that happen in the stock market, that may create fear or anxiety for you. Or when things are happening in your life financially, you might end up in that space where I was, where I was filled with fear and stress and anxiety. And I had to figure out, what am I going to do? Because if I stay stressed out, nothing is going to change for me. And I came up with a very simple mindset. I was able to turn everything around in only 18 months. And the mindset is so simple. I don't want you to miss how powerful this idea is out of the simplicity. And the mindset is to focus on revenue-producing activities. Part of the purpose of your subconscious mind is to answer whatever question you ask yourself. So I asked myself, what are my best revenue-producing activities? What can I focus on right now? And I said, well, I can focus on generating leads. I know how to do that. And I can focus on setting appointments. I know how to do that. And I can focus on delivering sales presentations. I know how to do that. And I started focusing on those things, and an amazing thing happened. Money started coming in. And I turned my entire situation around. Now, I've trained a lot of people in the industry. And one of the things that I've found, and I don't know any of you personally, this is for most of you, it's the first time we're meeting, but I found a lot of people are spending time on the wrong things. So I want you to think about, over the last 7 days in your business, what you've been spending time on, and the activities that you've been doing. First of all, how much time have you spent on your business, number one. Number two, have the things that you've been spending time on, are they revenue-producing activities? And there's a time to do non-revenue-producing activities, and there's a time to do revenue-producing activities. So if you ever need to create more money in your life, just simply think about, what are those revenue-producing activities? Put your energy into the right things, and what's happened in my experience is that the money begins to show up. Now, what I want to train you in our remaining time, I want to teach you my sales system. What I'm going to tell you here over the next however many minutes I have, it took me 10 years to figure this out. I delivered thousands of sales presentations to figure this system out. And this is the system that I use to effortlessly sell every day. And I've duplicated myself and thousands of people all over the world with this system. And this system perhaps could help you create a breakthrough. You may have some epiphanies, some ahas as I go through this and realize, oh, that's what you call what I've been doing, or I've been missing that step, or that's why it hasn't been working. One of the most important ideas in sales persuasion and influence, jot this phrase in your notes, it's the word sequence. It's the word sequence. Sequence is the order that things go in. So when I met my wife on our very first date we ever went on, at the end of the date, I didn't say, oh, my gosh, I had an amazing time. I would love to marry you. I didn't say that because that's not the right sequence. Obviously, that's a silly example. No one would ever do that, right? Every once in a while, somebody proposes at the end of a first date, but generally, that's not how it's done because it's not the right sequence. So reasonable requests at a reasonable time, stage selling. Sell the prospect to the next step. So what you do is you just think, where am I at in the sales process, and then what's the next step? So some of you prospect on the internet. I think that's a great place to prospect. Social media, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. Okay? So if you're prospecting with email or on social media, and you think about, okay, I found this person online, I want to connect with them, or I'm introducing my business, you got to think about, what are the steps on how you're going to develop that person? What happens to me every day probably happens to you too. I get reached out to on Facebook every day where people are trying to take things way too fast, and then it just comes across as spam because they're not doing a stage selling approach. So if I was prospecting you on Facebook, I might send you a direct message, say something like this. I noticed on your Facebook that you have an interest in generating some additional income. I have some great ideas that I'd like to share with you on how you could generate income from home. Message me back and let me know if you'd like to speak with me further. So I didn't put it on their wall. I sent them a direct message. And all I'm trying to do there is get them to set up a phone call with me. This is stage selling. All I want you to get from this part of the conversation is you just think, where are you at with the prospect? Then think, what's the next step? And then you just take them to the next step. This is the way that I sell. So I'm going to walk you through what I call the sales mountain right now. If you're taking notes, you can draw a picture of a mountain in your notes. And it starts at the left-hand side of the mountain at the base. So go to the bottom left of the mountain and draw a line, and I want you to label it lead generation. That's the first step. And then above lead generation, we're going to draw a line and write appointment setting. So in this metaphor, you're a mountain climbing guide, and you're leading and guiding the prospect up the sales mountain into what's called the sweet spot. The sweet spot is where the prospect is ready to make a buying decision. That's where you close. So I want you to draw a line separating the top 25% of the mountain from the bottom 75%. So on that sales mountain, if you're taking notes, draw a line separating the top 25% of the mountain from the bottom 75%. Label the top 25% the sweet spot. The sweet spot is the top 25% of the sales mountain. Now, sometimes when I train people, they're uncomfortable with the word close. So just think to yourself, does the word close, does that cause you to be uncomfortable at all? If it does, let's just change the word. Call it enroll. If you're uncomfortable with close, use the word enroll. It's the exact same thing. You can call it whatever you want to call it. I was talking to a client of mine, and he said, Eric, I don't like delivering sales presentations. I said, okay, well, what do you do? He goes, I do demonstrations. I go, well, what's a demonstration? He goes, well, I talk to somebody, and I set up an appointment, and then I meet with them, and I find out what their needs are, and then I demonstrate my product, and then I ask them if they want to buy it. I go, well, isn't that a sales presentation? He goes, no, it's a demonstration. Okay, fine. You call it whatever you want to call it. If you're more comfortable with the word enroll, that's fine. At the end of the presentation, okay, remember the affirmation, selling equals service. Sell from honesty, integrity, and compassion. Okay, listen to the next two sentences. Selling is about leading. Selling is about moving people to action. Okay, it's not about being pushy. It's not about arm twisting. I believe in elegant influence. I look to do business with people that are already interested. And I lead and guide people to action. I'll role model that for you on this call. At the end of the call, those of you that would like to work with me for $25 a month, you will know exactly how to register. I will have a clear and compelling offer. And that's what I would like you to do in your presentations. Clear, compelling, lead your prospects so they know exactly how to take the next step if they'd like to take the next step. A simple example of this is the Girl Scout selling Girl Scout cookies. You walk up to their table in front of the grocery store, and they say, would you like to buy some Girl Scout cookies? It's clear. They're leading and guiding you. You say yes or no, or you give an objection, and they sell millions of boxes of Girl Scout cookies. That is a very powerful system for selling. By the way, would you like to buy some Girl Scout cookies? That's actually the sales mountain in one sentence. The exact same process I teach, except they accomplish the whole thing in one sentence. Okay, so back to the sales mountain. Lead generation, draw a line. Appointment setting, draw a line. Above that, draw a line and write trust and rapport. Trust and rapport. And then above that, draw a line and write identify customer needs. Identify customer needs. Many people, when they're giving a presentation, when they're supposed to identify customer needs, they skip over that step. If you're talking to your prospect and you skip over identify customer needs, when you get to the end and ask them to join your team or buy your product, they're probably going to say something like this, I need to think about it. Now, sometimes I need to think about it is a true objection or a reason they don't buy. A lot of times, though, it's their way of saying, you skipped over identify customer needs, so I'm going to tell you I need to think about it. So in identify customer needs, we have to find a problem. that the prospect has that by them joining your business will solve, or the product will solve. So one of my clients, I'm going to tell you a story about her in just a minute. Her name is Judy O'Higgins. And Judy got involved in network marketing because she was afraid of running out of money at retirement. So Judy had a problem. And the reason that she got involved in network marketing is she recognized that it was a solution to her problem. So we have to find out what is the need, what is the problem that they have. There's a saying, and you might jot this in your notes, the satisfied man doesn't buy. The satisfied woman doesn't buy. So after we identify customer needs, the next step is to share the benefits. Share the benefits. And in the share the benefits section, in when you're selling your business opportunity, you're going to share how the money works, the compensation plan, and you're going to tell success stories. You're going to, a big part of your presentation is sharing success stories of just regular everyday people that are achieving extraordinary results in your business. And then after you share the stories, then you're going to close. Again, closing, or you can use the word enroll. We're going to lead and guide the prospect to action. We're going to ask them to take the next step. The close is a natural conclusion to a well-delivered presentation. So in the sweet spot, you draw a line, write the word close. And then still in the sweet spot above the word close, you're going to draw a line and write objection handling. So I'm going to go through the basics of sales not one more time. From the bottom to the top, lead generation, appointment setting, trust and rapport, identify customer needs, share the benefits, close, objection handling. Objections is a sales training term that refers to when they give you reasons for not moving forward. I don't have the money, this network marketing, the price is too high, I need to think about it, I need to talk it over with my spouse. Never use the word objection with your prospect. Use words like concern. Is that your only concern? Do you have any other concerns? We use the word objection when we're doing sales training. Now, there's a couple of really important things to get from what I've taught you so far about sales down. Number one is that there's a sequence. There are steps that you take in the sales process, and this is something that in time, not overnight, but in time you want to master. And if you will, from this day forward, make sure that before you ever give a presentation again for the rest of your life, get clear on what the sequence is going to be. That could create a permanent change in the way that you deliver your presentations, which could transform your life. If everybody on your team, if you'll teach them this distinction of sequence, so they're clear, you never want to go in and just wing it in a presentation. I'm not winging it right now. I'm clear on exactly what I want to cover in the steps that I want to cover it in. So first key thing is sequence. Next key thing I want you to get for what I've taught you so far is that you can break a presentation down into individual sections. So we're not thinking of it as one presentation. It's actually a series of mini presentations. Trust and rapport is a mini presentation. Identify customer needs is a mini presentation. Share the benefits. The beauty of looking at it in this way is you could take one little section like trust and rapport, and you can work on that one section and get better at it. And when you get better at it, you'll have that skill for life, and it improves your presentation. So those of you that choose to mentor with me, one of the ways I'm going to mentor you is I train in modules. So each week I give you a 30-minute module on a different section of the sales process. So you work on it, you get better at it, and then you teach what you learn to your team. Now let me break this down and give you a couple of key distinctions on each of these steps here, or at least on several of them. So I believe that in any business, my business included, your business included, that you should have a database. And your database is a place where you store all of your leads. And I believe that everybody you bring into the business, not only should you have a database, but you should teach them to have a database. Because if they don't, they're probably going to end up with leads on, you know, business cards and sticky notes, and it's going to be very disorganized. So when you have it in a database, it's an easy place to keep it all together. It's kind of like, you know, bringing your money to your checking account. You know, you store your money in your checking account, and then you spend it with your debit card or a check. Probably most of you, you do that. And a database is kind of like that, where it's a place to store all of your leads. Now, the purpose of generating a lead is to generate a lead. That's it. So if you're at a networking event and you meet somebody, this is my opinion here. I would not start delivering your presentation at the networking event. I would talk to them, I'd build some rapport, and I would ask to exchange business cards. I would say, hey, I'd love to stay in touch with you. I've got some business ideas that I'd love to share with you. Could I get your card? This is my own way I do it. Whenever I meet somebody, if I'm interested in talking to them about doing business, I want to get their contact information. I then put the contact information into my database. I can now market to that lead for life. Now listen to these simple numbers. If you got 2 leads a day, from email, from social media, from warm market, from meeting people at the grocery store, from asking people to exchange business cards, to buying leads, whatever you do to get leads, if you got 2 leads a day, 20 business days a month, that's 40 leads a month. That's 480 warm market leads a year. Over 10 years, that's 4,800 warm market leads. If you teach this to 10 people, that's you, let's say 9, you plus 9, that's 10. You and 9 people, 10 people, getting 4,800 warm market leads over 10 years, that's 48,000 warm market leads, you could shoot to the top of your business. So let me go through the numbers one more time. 2 leads a day through any means, online, offline, email, etc., into a database, 40 a month, 480 a year, do it for 10 years, 4,800 leads. Okay, I'm a big believer in the tortoise and the hare story. So I do a little bit every day. That's how I win. I win because I hop on a call like this. I do like one a day, and I just consistently take action. Some days it's a lot, some days it's a little, but I'm the tortoise, and I love the story because every time I've ever read the book or watched a video of the tortoise and the hare, the tortoise always wins. So a couple of lead generation ideas, you can recycle leads. That means if somebody says no today, you can contact them again in 90 days. Okay, you can do a system called Follow Your Money. Make a list of everybody that you pay money to, where you get your nails done, your car fixed, your chiropractor, the coach of your kid's soccer team. All those people go into your database. Train the trainer. Teach your team to follow their money. Teach your team that they can recycle a lead. Another simple idea, ask somebody for the business card. When you meet somebody, hey, do you have a card? I'd love to stay in contact with you. Works almost every time. Then that lead goes in your database. The purpose of setting an appointment is to set an appointment. Okay, and listen to this very carefully. When you're inviting somebody to whatever your next step is, whether it's a one-on-one coffee meeting, a webinar, whatever your next step is, you have different ways that each of you do it. There are standalone benefits to the appointment. Focus on communicating the benefit to the prospect that they're going to receive by agreeing to meet with you, not the benefits of your product or joining your business. That's what the actual presentation's for. So I'm going to say it again with a little bit different words. There are standalone benefits that the prospect receives by agreeing to meet with you. So think about what's in it for the prospect if they meet with me, whether they buy or not. Clearly communicate the standalone benefits. I'm going to give you one golden nugget here. This is huge if you get what I'm about to teach you. One thing that people place high value on is possibility. It's probably why you're on this call right now. You're on this call probably because a possibility got created when you showed up for the call. The possibility that you were going to be inspired, encouraged, you were going to learn an idea. Something was going to happen that was going to help you in your business. And you said, well, I could, you know, be watching TV, or I could be doing this over here, I could be doing that, but I choose to be on this call right now because it's possible something really powerful is going to happen for me in my life, possibly even have my life change. So communicate the possibilities that get created for your prospect when they agree to meet with you. Think about what possibilities get created for them. Maybe it's that they can become financially free. And by them meeting with you, they're going to get all the information that they need in order to make a decision about getting involved in a business that can create financial freedom for them. When you share the benefits in your presentation right before the close, one way to do it is to tell success stories, because nothing sells like success. And I want to tell you one success story of a client that I helped Her name is Judy O'Higgins. I mentioned her briefly a moment ago, and she got involved in network marketing because she was afraid of running out of money at retirement. Her background is as a counselor, so she had no business skills, no sales systems, no closing, and she had a dream. She had a dream to replace her counseling income through network marketing, and she realized that she needed a sales system, and that's how she got connected to me. So I started training Judy, and I trained her just like I trained you tonight. Train the trainer, Judy. Embrace selling, Judy. Sales mountain, Judy. And I trained her on many other things as well. Judy now has over 5,000 people on her team. In the company that she's with, there's over 100,000 reps. Last time I checked in with her, which was recently, she's number 20 in the whole company out of over 100,000 reps. Prior to meeting me, she had no systems training whatsoever. And I taught her how to do these systems, how to deliver an effective presentation, and then how to duplicate herself in her team. So Judy now gets asked to speak at conventions. She wins all the trips. More importantly, she's now living her dream. She was able to retire as a counselor, replace that income. Her husband recently retired. She replaced his income. And she has the tools to make her dream happen. Honestly, Judy never came to me wanting to learn how to become a sales champion. She came to me because she wanted to get the tools so she could make her dream happen. And what I'd like to do right now is just simply extend the invitation for you and I to enter into a mentoring relationship. I already shared with you the investment. It's $25 a month. The program is incredible, what you can learn. It's a system sales training program. It's taken what I learned over the last 18 years and transferred over to you, something that you can do from the comfort of your own home. It's an incredibly powerful program, and I want to just walk you through what's available, and I have a special for you for those of you that would like to sign up tonight. There's four main components to the program. The first component is we do a weekly live training call every Thursday from 4 to 4:30 California time. That half an hour call is a module, and the way I train is in modules, and it's like, how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time? So I want to give you one module a week. And every week you're going to learn that module, and you're going to be able to apply it in your business, and then you can teach it to your team. The call is done live, and we record every call. It goes inside the membership website, which is the second component. Inside the membership website, you'll be able to listen to the current module every single week. In addition to that, there's over 100 modules, and they're all labeled. And this is for those of you listening right now. You're going, Eric, I want to go way faster than 30 minutes a week. So you can go as fast as you want. You can access 100 modules instantly. They're all labeled: closing, objection handling, referrals, mindset, time management, lead generation. The third component, when you sign up this evening, there is a small investment, and then you'll receive a lifetime membership. So you'll make a $25 a month investment for a period of time, and then the payments stop. And when you sign up tonight, you're going to have a lifetime membership. I'm 40 years old now, and I plan on doing this work till I'm 75. So this is an opportunity to put me on your team as your sales coach. One of the top sales coaches in the world, Eric Laughlin, is going to be on your team for a lifetime. And then the fourth component is a VIP family membership. I'm going to upgrade you to the family membership at no additional investment. So on your $25 a month investment, you're going to have up to three family members that can piggyback on your membership. The idea behind this is if you want to have some family members in your business, maybe some of you already have some family members, or maybe there's family members that you want to have. So when they come in, you can say, look, when you sign up, get the company and all the benefits and all that, and my sales coach is Eric Laughlin. He's one of the best in the world, and I have a membership that you can be a part of, and there's no additional investment for them. They can piggyback on your $25 a month investment. Now think about that. I'm now training up to three of your family members and you to help you in your business. This is a systems training program. I'm going to teach you my systems for lead generation, online and offline, step by step how to set appointments, exactly how to close, how to handle every objection that comes up in every aspect of my sales system. The value of the four components, the first component, the weekly live calls for 1 year, is $1,295. The membership website is $595. The lifetime membership is $2,000. The VIP family membership is $2,000. So the total value of the package that I'm offering you this evening is $5,880. The program comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. You can try the program out. If you're unhappy for any reason in the first 30 days, we have a full money-back guarantee. And the special that we're offering tonight, register in the next hour, and we're going to give you the entire program for either a one-time investment of $299, that's not $299 a month, it's $299 one time, or $95 down and $25 a month for 11 months. Once you've made the 11th payment, the payments stop, and the membership continues for you and up to three family members. Now, I've got an additional three things that we're going to do for everyone that registers in the next 10 minutes. So let me give you the website you can go to register. It's silverprotege.com, www.silverprotege.com. When you register in the next 10 minutes, the first thing I'm going to offer you is an additional $70 discount. What I can tell you is that is the lowest price I have ever offered my program on the lifetime membership. And there's some reasons for that. Dave and I had a conversation before the call, and Dave asked me very simply, could we do something a little extra special for everyone that's listening? And so what I'm going to do, we're going to give you an extra $70 discount. The second thing is I'm going to give you, if you register in the next 10 minutes, a coaching session with me. Now, I told you the story earlier about Scott Southall and how I helped him with his clothes. So if you'd like me to help you with your clothes, I'll spend a half an hour with you one-on-one over the phone, and we can work on your clothes or any other aspect of your business. So if you sign up in the next 10 minutes, we're going to do that for you. And the third thing is I'm going to give you my most popular audio program ever. We're going to give you a download version of How to Become a Sales Superstar. It retails for $99. I've sold thousands of that set, and you're going to receive that as a free bonus. So the total investment, if you want to just do a one-time payment, it's $229 or $25 down, $25 a month for 11 months. When you go to silverprotege.com and you look at the order page there, the website, it's not going to say $229 on it. What I did is on the order page, if you click the buy button, I changed the order page right before this call. So when you actually enter in your credit card, it states $229. 25 down, 25 a month for 11 months. And we're going to leave that up here for just a little bit so you can go to silverprotege.com. If you prefer to order over the phone, here's the phone number. It's 916-626-1945. And you can order the same package over the phone, 916-626-1945. Now, if anybody's listening to the recording of this, when you go to silverprotege.com, that price is no longer going to be there because we've taken that down. You can still get the package on this one condition. It's on the honesty policy. So if you listen to the recording of this and you call that phone number within 10 minutes, if you mention that you were on this call, then we'll give you this extra special pricing of $229 or $25 down, $25 a month for the first for 11 months, as long as you order on the honesty policy within 10 minutes of listening to the recording. Again, the phone number is 916-626-1945. So with that, I'm going to turn the call back over to our host.
Eric, thank you so much. I don't know what else to say other than this is really worthwhile. I was first introduced to Eric through someone else who I listened to something, but it was pretty much the same thing as this right now, Eric, and I just got real excited, immediately got in contact with Eric, and I wanted to just share him with you because this stuff is powerful. It can change your whole business, and why not do it right today? Because, wow, this is such a golden moment. Let's do it.
Fantastic. Well, I appreciate the opportunity to come on and provide all this training and share this knowledge with all of you. You know, I know that if you're on this call, you have a dream. And in order to make our dreams happen, there are certain tools that we need. And if you connected with my message, I wanted to put something really extra special together for you to make it super easy. The program is guaranteed for 30 days. So for those of you that this resonated with, I look forward to working with you.
let's go change the world. Talk to lots of people, and here's the skills to do it. I really love what you said, Eric, about just that fundamental idea about that we're really not afraid to talk to people on the phone if we really know what we're going to be saying. And this is stuff that you don't want to just be having calls where just whatever falls out of your mouth is what happens. It's a lot more complicated world now. There's competition. There's other companies, and you want to be the best. Choose to be the best in your field, and when you love what you're doing, it's just a joy, and you can do lots of it. So let's go for it. The best thing you can work on is yourself.
That's for sure. Super job, Eric.
Great call, Eric. Great call.
Thank you, Eric.
You're welcome. Thanks so much.
Tell them you love it, you guys. Well,
maybe they're all muted. We love it. Fantastic. Well.
Yeah, I know we muted the line to keep it real quiet for everybody.
Yeah. I need something to get us going.
Yeah. Oh, hey, just one other thought. Don't you have something on the Sales Mountain? Isn't there a website specifically for that?
Yeah, there is an online report at salesmountainreport.com that does provide some additional information on the Sales Mountain.
Thank you, Eric.